Good morning, dear friends. Welcome to the fourth week of Plum Village summer opening. We are now practicing chanting and listening to the chanting. The monastics are going to chant the name of Bodhisattva Avalokita. The Bodhisattva Avalokita is a person who knows how to listen and listen deeply. And we call him the Bodhisattva of deep listening. And you can learn a lot from him. He knows how to listen to his own suffering inside. He's not trying to run away from the suffering inside. He tries to go back to himself and get in touch with the suffering inside and try to listen in order to understand the roots, the source of that suffering. And because of that, he was able to understand his own suffering and stop to suffer. Because when you understand suffering, compassion arises, the energy of love, compassion, acceptance arises. And the energy of love and compassion arising will be able to transform the suffering and bring relief. But many of us do not know that practice. We don't like to get in touch with the suffering inside. We try to forget it, to run away from it. We try to cover it up by eating, or by listening to music, by forgetting. And that is why we do not have a chance to understand the suffering inside. And that is why compassion doesn't arise and we are not healed. So the practice is to pay attention to our breathing, and go back to ourselves and allow ourselves to touch, to be in touch with the suffering inside. Very important. And when you have your own suffering, you suffer less. You have compassion for yourself. And then when you look at the other person, you can see he is suffering or her suffering also. And you'll be able to understand the suffering of the other person. The other person, you might hate him or her. But when you begin to understand, to see the suffering in him or in her, suddenly you don't hate him anymore. You don't want to punish anymore. Because you are able to be in touch with the suffering inside of him or her. And when you see the suffering in that person, the way you look at him or her change. There is no hate, there is no anger in your eyes. You don't suffer when you look at him or her. And that person, when they see that you look at them like that, they feel wonderful because you are looking at him or her with the eyes of love, compassion. And all of that is born just because you know how to recognize suffering and listen to the suffering. And this is a very deep teaching and practice of the Buddha. So when the monastic chant the name of Avalokita, they don't think of anything else. They just go back and touch the suffering inside of them because the monastics have their own suffering before they they become monastic, and they have learned a lot from their own suffering. And their suffering also reflect the suffering of the world. So if they understand their suffering, they can understand the suffering of the world very well. So the first time they chant Namo Avalokiteshvaraya, they touch the suffering inside and allow the suffering inside to be held by the energy of the chanting. But when you chant like that, you don't think. You focus your attention on the chanting, on touching the suffering inside. And together you produce a collective energy of mindfulness, of peace, of God, and you touch the suffering inside. And because of that, you generate energy of compassion, energy of mindfulness and compassion. You embrace the energy of pain and transform it. It's very important. It, maybe just 5, 6, 7 seconds, but you are able to touch the suffering inside and hold it dearly like this. And then when the monastic chant Namo Avalokiteshvaraya for the second time, they try to get in touch with the suffering of the people who sit in the hall around them. They see that everyone has suffering inside, and they try to listen and to touch that suffering. And if we know how to listen, we allow ourselves to be relaxed. We stop our thinking, our talking, and we allow our body to relax. And because of that, the collective energy of mindfulness and compassion will be able to penetrate into our body, provided that we are in the here and the now and relax. And then we are will be penetrated by that energy, which is very healing, transforming. There is tension and pain in our body. And if we know how to be there, relax, we allow the energy of the Sangha to penetrate and embrace the pain, the tension in us. And a few minutes later, we feel lighter. We feel relaxed. Not only the tension can be released, but the pain can be reduced, with the condition that we are really there, not thinking about anything, just allow ourselves to be embraced by the collective energy of the Sangha. And we feel much better after a few minutes of just sitting and listening. That is the miracle of the collective energy of mindfulness that is generated by the chanting and by the listening. By listening, by being there in the here and the now, and allow ourselves to be relaxed, we participate in creating that energy, collective energy of mindfulness. And if we have some pain, sorrow, fear, anger in our heart, just allow our heart to be open. We say, dear Sangha, dear community, this is my despair, this is my fear, my anger, my suffering. Please help to embrace it for me, with me. I alone, I cannot embrace it entirely. So please help me to recognize and embrace the pain, the sorrow, the fear in me. And if you open your heart and allow the energy of the Sangha to penetrate, you feel much better after a few minutes. And if we have someone in the family that is sick, who suffer now very deeply at home or in the hospital, he or she cannot come here for the summer opening. But it is possible for us to channel this energy to him or to her at home, just by thinking of that person, visualizing his body, his presence, or calling him or her by his name, her name, silently. And then this energy of the Sangha will be channeled to that person right away this morning. And at home or at the hospital, that person will feel better. So this practice is not to pray, but to generate the energy of mindfulness, concentration, and compassion, a kind of energy that can be very healing and transforming. So let us practice together, chanting and listening in mindfulness and relaxation. And everyone is invited to sit beautifully, relaxingly, stop the thinking, just focus on our in-breath and out-breath, and listen with compassion to our own suffering and the suffering in the world.
Thank you. Thank you.